Big world, big dreams. Before Jesus left his earthly home to live in eternity with the Father, he gave us some instruction. He actually gave us lots of direction concerning how he desires for us to live. I want to talk a little bit about a special charge that he gave us. In one of the books of the Bible, named after one of his special disciples, Matthew, Jesus told us to go and make disciples of all the nations. Again, in a book of the Bible written by a man named Mark, he told them, go into all the world and preach the good news to everyone. That might sound like something that should be left to missionaries or people with wanderlust in their hearts, but Jesus desires for all of us to tell others what we know about him. Not just the people in our family, but lots of people. People that we come in contact with in the grocery store, people who act or look different from us, unlovable people, and people across the ocean. God loves everyone so much that he wants all of us in this huge family on earth to hear about his story and what he has done to rescue us from the evil one and death. He wants his love to be famous so that all can have a chance to believe the stories and have faith in who he is and what he says. As followers of Jesus, we need to cultivate a whole world worldview. I hope you recognize that what we have in the U.S. is not normal for about 90% of the earth's inhabitants. Most of the world does not share our freedoms or our standard of living. Remember that God is not an American. He is the Lord over all the nations of the earth. If you are wondering how you and your spouse and children can have God's heart for people, I have several suggestions. First, ask God to show you his heart. He wants to share with you his tender heart and mercy for humanity. He wants to tell you how he feels about sin and brokenness and redemption. Help your kids pray for others and be diligent to point out God's heart for certain situations and help them see his love on display. In Matthew 4:19, Jesus called out to them, "Come, follow me, and I will show you how to fish for people." Another way to cultivate a worldview and a desire to make disciples is to expose yourselves. Step out of your comfort zone and take a trip. Go across the city to Chinatown or actually go to China. That would be amazing. Or go next door and hear your neighbor's story and then offer them some hope as you shine the light of Jesus on them. Teach your children that their job is to be a disciple and then make disciples. Model that for them as they grow and mature. Make it a natural rhythm of life to intersect with others and do life together. Helping, serving, building relationships, sharing truth, sharing God's word, and instruction for life. Remember, it's all about love. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all of your strength. Love your neighbor as yourself. There's no greater commandments than these. Mark 12:30-31. Looking for a community or someone to grab coffee with who is in a similar life season? We'd love to connect with you and get to know you better. Below, you will find a few people that can't wait to meet you. Shoot us an email so we can make a plan.